Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the first one is Yankees Nationals. That is, if the Nationals ever get their tests
back. Ray, you were, I think, were you offended that I brought up the Lumpia comment? You like Lumpia, right? No?
I'm indifferent.
You can't be indifferent to Lumpia. Come on, Ray.
Everybody, I bet
I
can. I've been with me most of my time here, and I'm in, when I say I'm indifferent, I'm indifferent.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, according to Adam Schefter, he's saying that the that Mahomes' contract is going to hover around $450. They haven't said how much is guaranteed yet, although there's a $140 million injury guarantee, and it apparently is not pegged to the salary cap, which means it's not nearly as great a contract for Mahomes as it, frankly, as it ought to be.
45 mil a year average? That's incredible.
Guy's already underpaid. That didn't take long, right?
Well, it's not. Yeah. I mean, there's a very real possibility he won't see all 450. That's the point. Because you don't know what the voidable years are on either end. I mean, again, somebody's going to have to get a hold of the contract, and that'll take about 2 more hours.
Yeah, I want a guaranteed dollar amount. That's the only thing there is. That's the only number that actually matters in any of these contracts. Everything else has got an escape hatch built into it. What is the guaranteed upfront cash from Mahomes? Like, is he walking away with, you know, a signing bonus north of $50 million? If I were him, I'd be looking for that upfront kind of money.
Is he worth more than 20% of whatever Russell Wilson is getting? Because that's basically right now he's going to make $10 to $11 million per year more than Russell Wilson right now. I know there's an age difference and there's a lot of potential that they're factoring into there. Damon, is he 20% better or worth 20% more, you think?
I mean, given the fact that, you know, location, location, location is the most important thing in real estate, Patrick Mahomes just won the last Super Bowl with the majority of his career still in front of him. Would you say that the majority of Russell Wilson's career is in front of him? I wouldn't. I mean, maybe he's at that halfway point, but the majority of his career and certainly the majority of his Super Bowl appearances feel behind him. Patrick Mahomes has no cap on what he might be yet. That's staggering, because who he is the best that has ever begun. I mean, there's never been a greater start to a quarterbacking career in the NFL than what Patrick Mahomes is enjoying. It's that prolific. So I think it's, he's 20% better than Russell Wilson. 5 years younger, with a decade more in front of him, and he's already the most important player in the history of the franchise. Yeah, sure. I think I can wrap my mind around it.
And don't forget, part of that salary is hinged on the fact that Clark Hunt doesn't have to renegotiate this unless he wants to. Clark Hunt has quarterback certainty until the day Mahomes is so injured that he can't perform anymore. And it's so hard to find a quarterback, let alone one of this talent, that the security of having him and knowing nobody else can get to him is probably worth a lot, both to him and to the football operations people. That's one problem they're not going to have until the day that somebody blows his knee out.
How long do you think Andy Reid and him stay together? Andy Reid's already 62 years old. If he goes the entire 10 years, which, again, like Ray said, it could get voided. I mean, are we thinking that they're together in lockstep the entire way?
They might be, but I mean, either way, Andy Reid never has to worry about another quarterback again because no. I don't see him coaching past 72.
I agree.
And in the meantime, he can leave whenever he wants, knowing that he is the most important player on any team he has is under his team's control. I mean, there's a peace of mind price that never gets factored into these, but that's a real peace of mind.
It certainly is. Hi, I've got the greatest player in football. Pretty much any game I play, I step on the field with the best weapon in the league. That's reassuring, especially with a guy who knows how to use that weapon. I mean, he really, really does. This could be a Belichick Brady. I mean, it really could, where these guys go on for over a decade together, dominating the league.
Damon, do you see the – okay, so Ian Rappaport is saying – Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes have agreed to terms on a 10-year extension worth $503 million. Sources tell me and Tom Pelissero he gets $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms. Never heard that when it comes to contracts. And gives the ability for Mahomes to have opt-outs, it looks like, of the guaranteed mechanisms if they're not exercised. No trade clause as well. So $477 in guaranteed mechanisms, whatever that means. I guess kick-ins.
That is
no. There's a possibility for him to earn that money if he hits all the criteria.
The criteria.
I'm still on the roster. I'm still doing my workouts and all that stuff.
Or I'm throwing for X amount of yards or X number of touchdowns. The one interesting thing though is if he fulfills this contract, he would be only the 10th quarterback ever in the history of the sport to play 14 years with the same team.
Wow. Really?
So, I mean, they're paying for the rarity. They're paying for the fact that, you know, he's barely brushing the styrofoam peanuts off his shoulder.
I mean, think about it. 14 years in the NFL is like a 25-year career in just about any other sport. I mean, it is such a meat grinder. But that really is remarkable. Ian Rappaport. We have our first $500 million player in sports history. The largest contract in sports history. It's also the first time an NFL player has been the highest paid player in sports history. $500 million. So Patrick Mahomes himself is worth a quarter of the price of the Clippers.
Wow. I mean, if you're LeBron James, aren't you thinking, man, this salary cap is screwing me? I mean, seriously, like LeBron James on the open market, whether it's now or in his prime, how much does he get without a salary cap?
Yeah.
The salary cap has always screwed him in the same way that the salary cap screwed Michael Jordan.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the things that, frankly, makes the salary cap less of a meritocracy. It's just, you know, the amount of money that LeBron James made for Mickey Arison, for Dan Gilbert, and is now going to make for Jeannie Buss is far more than he's ever been compensated, which is why he went to L.A. to get money on his own. Mm-hmm. Because there was a limit to the amount of money he could make playing basketball. And that's why he said, I'm going to go to a place where I can actually do other things and become the billionaire that I want to be. I mean, Michael Jordan is in a lot of ways a role model because he's the only guy who ever basically made his own billions from the position of being an athlete. I mean, he was a billionaire when he bought the Charlotte Hornets. And he had done that through basketball and through Nike. But he's, I think to this day, he's still the only athlete who has not only become an owner, but become a billionaire because of it.
Patrick Mahomes has just signed a contract that was more than Joe Lacob's original purchase price of the Golden State Warriors.
It is what was it, 337? Was that what it was for the Warriors? 337?
I got to look it up, but it wasn't half a billion dollars. It wasn't half a billion dollars. We have our first $500 million contract for a player in sports history. That's enough to carry the show the rest of the way right there. But we got an awful lot more to still talk about today. We've got our list of Bay Area athletes. We've got the perfect guest to talk about Patrick Mahomes with a little bit later on today. Bob Fesco is one of the biggest voices in Kansas City sports. He hosts the morning show, Bob Fesco in the Morning, and he is going to join us today at 4:30. We're going to have Fred Smoot on. Being a former NFL player, we got to ask him about the Patrick Mahomes deal, but we're also going to be asking him about how the Redskins are closer to a name change than they have ever been. And it's not because Daniel Snyder has turned into a good guy overnight. It's because his profit margin has been greatly threatened overnight. It's amazing what tapping somebody on the money does. Forget about tapping somebody where their morality might be or on the shoulder to get their attention or to march in the zeitgeist that we're living in. Nah. Take the wallet. That's how you get people's attention. Patrick Mahomes, $500 million. I never thought I'd see the day. I never, ever thought I'd see the day. Come in now to Safeway. You can save on some of your favorites, including Dreyer's ice cream, Nestle novelties, 2 for $5, juicy 2 packs of strawberries, 18-ounce package of blueberries. By the way, blueberry season is kicking right now. I've gotten like 12 packages of blueberries in a row. They've all been like A+. Go get your blueberries. Do it at Safeway. $2.88 each. Safeway, come on in and explore. Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy in this afternoon here on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Breaking news is what happens while you're making plans as to what you're going to talk about on your radio show today. Welcome on back. Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy in for Matt Kolsky this afternoon. So the big breaking news of the hour is the dollar amount that has now been attached to Patrick Mahomes. Ian Rappaport. The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes have agreed to terms on a 10-year extension worth $503 million. We'll get into the particulars later. It is the first $500 million player in sports history. I remember Ryne Sandberg being baseball's most highest paid player, $7 million a year. The Sports Illustrated cover, Sandberg making $7 million a year. Oh, my God. Half billion. Wow.
Yeah. There's one other player who has actually made more than that with a contract or has signed a contract that was worth more than that. And that's Neymar when he signed with Paris Saint-Germain for approximately $600 million. So he's the second highest paid player if he achieves everything in sports history.
Had he been drafted by the 49ers, and you know, we took Solomon Thomas. So yeah, that was great. Great selection there. Do the Niners cut him a check for $477 million guaranteed?
It's the easiest deal in the history of football to sign for the Kansas City. I mean, seriously, it really was. What did the Kansas City Chiefs do but hand the man a blank check and say, you tell us what you need to be here forever. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I mean, that's what this is. And you can talk about Solomon Thomas all you want. Imagine if you then traded up for Mitch Trubisky. I mean, don't even start. Like, I mean, look at all the money the Chicago Bears saved today. Thank God they drafted Mitch Trubisky. So it's just it's a staggering number. I mean, I remember when A-Rod signed for $250 million with the Texas Rangers. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is another one of those steps. You can talk about Neymar all you want. I never even freaking heard of that. So, okay, I'll just take your word for it. But it's a remarkable, remarkable number. And is any sport, look at this. Is Neymar playing in a capped world?
No, but right now, neither is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, you're in a way, you're right about that. But, you know, it's one thing to guarantee all the money to a man when you got nothing but money and time to spend it in. The NFL doesn't work like that. And for a player to get a $500 million deal in a cap sport is just, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. By the way, Cam Newton's got to be going, hey, wait a minute.
Cam lacks that key bit of jewelry. And plus, there are no dents on the Mahomes car yet.
Oh, I know.
There are dents on Newton.
He did almost tear his knee, though, last year. Remember, he had the hyperextended knee. He missed 3 weeks. I thought his career was going to be over. I mean, it bent in a way I've never seen on, what was it, Sunday night or Monday Night Football?
The other thing, too, is, you know, the $500 million, it's like every other football contract. It's, let's see you get it all. Because until we see what the guaranteed number is, and not just the injury guarantee, it's not really $507 million. That's what they announced it as. But almost nobody sees all the money they put in a contract.
Like Mike Trout's going to see every penny, right? I mean, that's
Because baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Right.
But so that's the difference. NFL contracts aren't guaranteed. So when I see the guaranteed number, then we can make a more educated judgment, not on what his worth is, because he's worth every dime they can pay him, but how much that the Chiefs are on the hook for if he retired tomorrow.
So, again, $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms doesn't mean it's guaranteed. But if all bonuses are hit, the guarantee is $477, and that's before you get to that 10th year. But it really is incredible. We just tried to talk about how far money has come in sports in the last decade. Remember, almost 10 years ago to the day, July 15th, today is July 8th, but July 15th, 2010, Joe Lacob and his group of investors bought the Golden State Warriors from Chris Kohan for $450 million. Today, an NFL quarterback signed a deal that is in that purchase price neighborhood.
Wow.
Even if you spend a life not trying to be blown away by things, you got to be blown away by that. That is unbelievable.
Not only that,
the next time you hear somebody say, gee, the owners are really taking it in the shorts on this, they have the kind of money where a Patrick Mahomes contract, even as fraught with danger as it is for any football player, is still relative chump change for the owner who paid this out.
Yeah.
It's only meaningful in terms of how does it affect the Chiefs' ability to spend more money on other players. It has nothing to do with the owner's affordability because they're all wading up to their necks in money. They are Scrooge McDuck times 20.
Oh, I love Scrooge. When he takes a dive into a bunch of coins, that's probably my favorite image in cartoons. But let me give you on that same note, Ray, as far as team building.
Woo.
Oh, so good, wasn't it, Damon? In 2021, there are at least 10 quarterbacks that will earn 14% of their team's entire salary cap. No quarterback has ever won a Super Bowl while making 13% or more of his team's cap space. So this is where it gets really tricky. Yes, he's a great player, but we saw Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan. Whenever a team breaks the quarterback off, Joe Flacco, a chunk of change, it becomes exponentially more difficult to surround that player with unbelievable pieces. And if you're doing just good enough in the record-wise every year, you have a disproportionate draft position because you're going to be drafting lower and lower, which makes it harder and harder to accumulate blue-chip talent. No one is saying that Mahomes isn't amazing. It's just going to make it a heck of a lot harder for them to surround them with guys like Chris Jones, who they wanted to franchise this year, Frank Clark, who they broke off the year before. I'll be very interested to see what Kansas City does with their player personnel. I mean, Chris Jones basically single-handedly won the Super Bowl in the final three drives by stopping Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers. He was unblockable, and then when we did block him, he stopped, put his giant meat paws up in the air, and batted balls down left and right. So That team won because they were a very all-around great team, and Mahomes is spectacular. I'm just a player here, a player there. It makes a big difference in football.
Yeah,
but it won't make a big difference until the new contract kicks in, and that's in two more years.
Yeah,
because this is an extension in addition to his current contract, in which he is scandalously underpaid.
It runs through 2011. That's the length of the deal. And
no, 31.
Excuse me, through 2030. It's an 11-year deal, not through 2011. It's an 11-year deal to run through 2034. 31, oh, excuse me, 31. Gosh. 2031. I'm not good at math. That is established almost by the show. So, having said that, let's get away from numbers and get into things that are much easier for me to read, like a baseball schedule. And for the very first time, we kind of have one for the San Francisco Giants. Looking at Alex Pavlovich here, who's just trickling out little bits of information on his Twitter timeline, saying that baseball has the Giants opening at Dodger Stadium July 23rd at 7 p.m. There are only two games that night. The first one is Yankees-Nationals, Giants-Doyers from down at Dodger Stadium will be part of the opening ceremonies of Major League Baseball. The very first team to come to Oracle Park is going to be the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are coming through August 21st through the 23rd. All eyes will be on whether or not that is going to be a Madison Bumgarner start against the Giants for the first time in his career. That'll make things incredibly interesting, but we're starting to look at what the Giants' schedule anyways is like. Have we gotten any news on the A's or any other baseball scheduling standpoint? I mean, let's be totally honest. Outside of opening day, the rest of the schedule, just you take it as it comes. But it will be a little bit interesting this year because you're going to play geographical rivals and your own division pretty much.
Well, 7 of the 10 Yankees-Red Sox games are going to be at Yankee Stadium. I don't know how they pulled that off, but that's from Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe.
Do you think that has anything to do with the sanctions of Boston kind of getting the slap on the wrist for cheating, right? I mean, honestly.
No,
do you
it think has that, nothing. That they, has wouldn't, anything? They wouldn't do that with the schedule. It might be COVID restrictions in Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
But I haven't seen why that is yet.
Something else, man. Something else. Jeff Samardzija, by the way, was talking this weekend. He was asked about playing without fans in the stands. Here's what Jeff Samardzija had to say.
There's going to be fans in the stands. I think we've seen with these owners, they're not scared of anything, and they're not scared to put anyone at risk if they get the opportunity to, especially if it makes them money. So there's going to be people in the stands. They're going to be socially distanced and rows apart, and that's the way it's going to be. The owners have already said it, that's what they want. But to the fans, I just want them to be safe too, and if that means they have to watch us from home, then so be it.
Okay, full disclosure, I had not heard that before, and that was not what I was expecting Jeff Samardzija to say there at all. He just basically said Larry Bear is going to go ahead and get you, what, sick this summer? Is that what he said? That sounds like what he said. Would you play that again for me, please, Nash? Jeff Samardzija, wow, hello.
There's going to be fans in the stands. I think we've seen with these owners, they're not scared of anything, and they're not scared to put anyone at risk if they get the opportunity to, especially if it makes them money. So there's going to be people in the stands. They're going to be socially distanced and rows apart, and that's the way it's going to be. The owners have already said it, that that's what they want. But to the fans, I just want them to be safe too. And if that means they have to watch us from home, then so be it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah,
Jeff Samardzija.
Yeah.
But no, isn't it a little rich though? I mean, just for a second, forget COVID-19. I mean, coming from the source of Jeff Samardzija, one of the most overpaid Bay Area athletes of all time, it is a little funny. I know, but it is a little funny.
Nothing at all to do with it.
It's funny.
Well, first of all, it wasn't aimed at the Giants because the Giants are going to be restricted by whatever the situation in the state is. And by all accounts, it doesn't look like they're going to get to play before anybody. So he couldn't have been talking about the Giants. Secondly, it's not Larry Bear who would be making that call, but Gavin Newsom, and only at the behest of Greg Johnson, who actually runs the franchise now. But, he couldn't be talking about the Giants because the Giants don't have control over whether they let people in their building or not.
Like the point he was making is it's a really good thing that the Giants don't have control, because if they did, we know what the decision would be.
Absolutely. Oh, and the A's open at the Coliseum on the 24th against the Angels.
Ooh, we get to see the Rendon and Otani and Mike Trout. Okay, I like it.
I have not yet seen the rest of the schedule, but that's how it starts.
See, there's an awful lot of talk once again about, like, oh, the A's should just play at the Coliseum. Like, seriously, we're back there again? I mean, it just, it's the song that never ends. It really, truly is the song that never ends. And I can just tell you right now, you can take that blueprint for Howard Terminal. You can go full on, like, throw it in the garbage can. There's a better chance that Disney will relocate to Howard Terminal than the Oakland A's. Are we kidding?
Why is
Dave, the team that had no money to do anything before a pandemic is now going to build a brand new billion-dollar stadium? Like, get the hell out of here.
Why is Dave so hell-bent on pushing that on Twitter? Dave Cavill, I'm talking about. Why does he keep, like, just putting it out there? Why is he so stubborn on it?
He got hired to build a building in the same way that Lou Wolf got hired by John Fisher to get something done in San Jose. Now, in Cavill's defense, they had an outside shot at getting this done if there was no virus.
Yes.
Now it's, I mean, and the virus is basically not in anybody's control. But the fact is, that's what his function is, and that's what he's going to do, because that's what his job is to tell you, hey, we're going to build a ballpark. Well, when the shovel breaks ground, then we'll talk about that.
Exactly.
Who's worth more, Patrick Mahomes or the A's?
Wow.
Right now, the A's.
By how much?
Yeah.
Oh, at least half a billion, if not more.
Okay, so you can have the A's for a billion or Patrick Mahomes for half billion? Which would you rather have?
The A's, though, too.
I'd rather have the A's because, among other things, the A's can't blow out a knee because somebody decided to hit somebody late.
It was a rhetorical question.
I know that, but I was having a rhetorical answer. But I would rather sit on my ass and watch money come in from Major League Baseball every year than I would have to be chased around by Joey Bosa.
Well, yeah. Well, only in the Super Bowl. But, man, that's unbelievable. How about that? Let's say the Raiders were not attached to Las Vegas and Allegiant Stadium. What is it? Allegiant Stadium? Is that what it's going to be called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks pretty sweet.
It looks incredible. It really
does. It looks like the Death Star.
It looks awesome. If they were not attached to Las Vegas, I mean, what would Patrick Mahomes be worth in comparison to the stuck in Oakland without their own stadium Raiders? I mean, I know
it'd be about the same.
Yeah.
The Raiders before they got the Vegas thing done were worth about $900 million, and based on appreciation alone, they'd be around $1 billion now. They're way more than that now. But if they were still in Oakland, yeah, they'd be around $1 billion.
Patrick Mahomes has the Gruden deal. 10 years. 10 years extension. It is. I mean, that's a number I never thought I was going to see again. I really didn't think we were going to see a lot of 10-year contracts for anybody ever again. I thought, like, Gruden was going to come and, you know, going to usher in a new way of doing business. No. If you have a way of doing business like a professional, you avoid numbers like that. But this is a rare outlier. Patrick Mahomes. Again, I got to read it again. It's hard to say how the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes have agreed to terms on a 10-year extension worth $503 million, according to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms, and gives the ability for Mahomes to have outs if the guaranteed mechanisms aren't exercised. There is a full no trade in it. It's the first half-billion-dollar player in sports history, which Ray has already said is not factual. Neymar, Paris Saint-Germain. The largest contract in sports history. It's also the first time an NFL player has been the highest paid player in sports history.
Oh, when I told you before that the Yankees were going to host 10 of the or 7 of the 10 games against the Red Sox in New York, apparently that's not unusual, because the Giants will be playing 7 of their 10 games against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. So there's some sort of league-wide quirk there.
So is the trade-off that the Yankees will open at Fenway? Oh, no, the Yankees are opening with the Nationals, right before the Giants play the Dodgers. So That is odd.
Yeah. So in other words, you won't be playing each team the same number of times at home and on the road.
Well, it looks like the Giants are going to Houston, guys. They're going to Texas. That seems safe.
Yeah, what a reward.
I mean, just unbelievable. I come on back, boys, and go right back into town.
What's scary is that there is so much questioning about baseball's ability to test, ability to get the results back from said tests. And these are things that you'd think would be like day one of school. Like you're just, you know, let's find out what the schedule is going to look like. This is homeroom stuff. And they can't make it. Baseball can't make it out of homeroom, much less start going to classes around the country. And that's what they're going to be asked to do. Everybody get on an airplane, check into a hotel, all these moving parts, then get into a stadium, play a few days, back on an airplane to a new city, back once again. These guys, baseball, can't even have everyone report to spring training at their own individual stadiums without every team having at least one COVID case. But for the Chicago Cubs, they have yet to have a positive test. Today, the San Francisco Giants announced two more players. Two more players have tested positive. What does it mean? It means there are a lot of things to trip over between now and a Major League Baseball season. What would hold a baseball season up? It's a legitimate question. And a lot of the indicators of we're going to slow down are right in front of us. And I don't see a lot of slowing down. There are numbers concerning the virus that are so much more concerning than we originally agreed these are numbers to be concerned about.
So do you think if someone like Mike Trout, because I don't think just Mike Trout, like David Price, did anyone bat an eye? I mean, a couple of people on Twitter, I don't think the rest of Major League Baseball stopped. Oh, my goodness, David Price is opting out. But let's say Aaron Judge and Mike Trout. Throw in, you know, George Springer. Like, if one prolific player from every single team decided not to play, would we then at least have the discussion?
Probably not, because yeah. Baseball would play without them. Because baseball has always said, well, all we have to do is produce inventory. We don't have to guarantee that anybody's playing. I think you would see it collapse when a team or teams simply announced, we can't field. We've got too much of a problem here. We're dropping out for the year.
It seems to be on its way to being a realistic possibility, though. I mean, if you're telling me that I got players taking a test today, and then we do not have the results of said test until 2 or 3 days from today, but we're not immediately throwing guys in isolation. I mean, how many players have had bullpen with someone who didn't get their results back yet either? And this whole time you could have an asymptomatic player taking out an entire clubhouse. Look at how quickly it moved through the Phillies clubhouse. What, it was no players, then it was three players, then it was six players. Now it's even more. I know he's not a Philly, but Joey Gallo, did he opt out today? I mean, at what point?
Joey Gallo tested positive.
He
has not opted out, but he tested positive.
All right.
Which means he'll be in quarantine till opening day.
And just ready to go on opening
day. To get any workouts.
It's unbelievable. Again, I don't know what the right thing is to do. I think I know that the right thing is to do is to say, let's be adults and let's put sports away for at least another 3 or 4 months. I mean, that's the way it's looking. That's the way it could possibly be looking to the Ivy League. And what do you know? The Ivy League might lead the way for the rest of college football. We're going to come on back. We're going to talk about that at 4 o'clock. We got the great Bay Area athlete, my top 10 list. It's coming out. You want to laugh at it? You want to make fun of it? You'll be able to do that. But I can promise you, it's not as bad as Joe Fortenbaugh's. That's my promise to you. Very similar to what Bonte has released. We're kind of on the same page. Again, it makes me think Joe didn't know what the question was. We will have all of this for you a little bit later on, including conversations later today with Bob Fesco out of Kansas City. He is a morning show host there. We're going to have Fred Smoot, longtime NFL player, used to play for Washington. And Washington is as close to changing its mascot name as it's ever been. A little economic pressure might have that situation changing quickly. Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy in this afternoon, and we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. It's good to have you here. I've got my top 10 Bay Area all-time athletes list to be criticized and judged harshly. We're going to reveal it at the top of the hour right at 4 o'clock today. I know Bonte's already rolled his out. Joe Fortenbaugh rolled his out this morning. And the biggest problem for Joe is that there's no logic that you can follow in his list. And I don't mean to be critical of anyone's opinion, but I'm not sure he understood what it was, or I'm not sure that I understood what the question was, but we're going to figure it all out together. And since none of it really matters, we'll all be okay. I do want to talk, gentlemen, a little bit about the world that college football is about to live in. And we might be living in a world that is defined by the Ivy League. And who would have ever thought that the Ivy League would be setting the pace for major college football, not since like the days where Army and Navy were two of the best five teams in the country, have Harvard, Yale, and other Ivy League schools meant as much. Bruce Feldman, Nicole Auerbach on The Athletic said, you know, college athletes is bracing for the Ivy League's decision regarding fall sports in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. An announcement is expected to come down on Wednesday. Multiple football coaches in the Ivy League have told The Athletic over the weekend that they expected Wednesday's announcement to be that the league is going to move all fall sports, including football, to spring 2021. The coaches spoke on the condition of
anonymity.
Thank you very much. Anonymity. That's what they spoke on.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Because the conference has not announced its final decision. But the move wouldn't simply be about the eight schools, because college athletic administrators throughout Division I are saying that they expect a cascading effect. And if you think about it, the Ivy League was the first league to take a look at the NCAA tournament and say, thanks, but no thanks. And in the 48 hours that the Ivy League pulled out of the NCAA tournament, they went from being criticized and ridiculed to leading the way for the entire league, or the entire sport itself. The NCAA tournament was canceled. The Ivy League was there first to it. The Ivy League saying, you know what? Pushing back football to spring is the best idea that we could put forward right now, especially with campuses not being able to open. Oh, there's also this. Harvard said that all classes for the upcoming school year are going to be online. So no students, no football is basically what Harvard is saying. And I won't be surprised to see this be the direction all of college football steps in by the end of the week.
But Damon, I think it's
surprised.
Yeah, I'm going to be very surprised for football specifically. I think the other sports where there's, you know, college sports is like the highest, whatever it is, volleyball, things like that. I understand that those, moving those to the spring, no problem. Football moving to the spring? So let's just say the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, Big 10, those guys are going to play a football season when they're going to be training for the combine. They're going to play a football season and then recover for a couple of months and then play an NFL season or play another college football season in the fall. Like, it sounds great. It sounds like a great idea. But once you move one, it feels like everything else is going to get pushed back after that. And then there's not the thought of, like, why would Trevor Lawrence want to play football in February, you know, March, April, when he should be getting ready to get drafted?
Like, here's the thing. No one can come up with the perfect solution that fixes everything and every problem for everyone. The vast majority of kids playing college football.
Agreed.
Will never sniff the NFL. And I think you got to make the decision for them, not the elite who do have that next step waiting for them.
I know, I agree with that. But I'm just saying, logistically, I think you're going to see a lot of people opt out and not want to play their junior and senior year. Like, if you're the Jadeveon Clowney of school X, why?
We already
got
that, though, right? I mean,
I mean, McCaffrey sat out of a bowl game, but you're going to see it even more than that, is what I'm getting at.
here's what this all hinges on, and it's not necessarily the Ivy League, but it is about big schools. Let's just pick Alabama as an example. Alabama, if it chooses to keep its campus closed, and that's a president's decision, not an athletic department decision. If they close their campus, but they allow football players to play football, and somebody catches COVID while doing that and either has a pro career ruined because of it or they die, the school is liable for a level of multimillion dollars that may match the amount of money that they pull in the course of a year. And so it's going to become one of those weird money balancing acts, because I don't see that in and of themselves the SEC and the Ivy League are analogous, except that the liability that people in, you know, human resources and their army of lawyers fear the most happens if you get multiple COVIDs and multiple lawsuits, and then the school has to justify, why did you say that those students, it wasn't safe to go on campus for, but these students who make money for you were, and at which point aren't they workers? Well, and I think that's the danger that the big conferences are looking at. It's not so much that the Ivy League is going to, you know, not have football till the spring. It's what that implies for school presidents.
And are we to believe that it's going to be safer in March? Like, I my understanding, and again, I don't pretend to be a scientist. My understanding is it's going to be worse during the winter months, and so you're going to have everyone gathering, getting ready for spring football in the winter. I don't know. It sounds great. I hope it's right. I hope it's to delay it so we can get a vaccine or whatever it is that we're going to need to move forward, but I'm not convinced that it's going to be, A, safer, and B, the right solution if you plan on having college football in 2021 of the fall.
The problem with the argument about, oh, it's, you know, it's supposed to be worse in the winter. Well, it was supposed to get better in the summer, and we've seen that that hasn't happened. So in terms of projecting how the virus is going to go 3 months from now or 6 months from now,
that's
a fool's errand. And I don't think anybody knows.
Agreed.
I think all they know is that September, according to a lot of athletic administrators and even football coaches, seems like too daunting a bar to clear.
I mean, just go back to, you know, January 6th, 6 months ago from today. Who could have imagined the world that we would be living in? So trying to, you're right, predict where this is all going, I do not know. But it really does look like the mandatory recipe for any sort of success is going to be more time. We got to have more time. Pushing football to spring buys you more time. I might be robbing you on time on the back end, but that's a decision we're watching the NBA make. We're watching, you know, the National Hockey League make. To an extent, baseball is trying to avoid that by condensing its season so much that they're going to be done on time anyway, which is a little nuts. But a Power 5 athletic director said that his conference is going to make a decision independent of the Ivy League's move. But he is becoming increasingly pessimistic that college football will have a season this fall. He said the impact of coronavirus cases coming out of Independence Day weekend this past weekend will be telling, and that he expects a truer read on the numbers to come by the end of July. And you think about it, Memorial Day got us to what we're looking at right now. And the only thing you see right now are stoplights and stop signs and slow it down. And some states are doing that. What is Independence Day going to do to the equation? I mean, I love a little holiday, but this last one was poorly timed. And it was gorgeous. Oh, by the way, I've been waiting to say this all day. I totally forgot about it. I feel like I buried the lead. I've lived in San Francisco now for about 15 plus years. Well, no, that's not true. I'm going on 20 almost. I have never heard an Independence Day like I did in this city this past weekend.
God. Oh,
it was nonstop sounds of fireworks from sundown till about 3 a.m. I've never, ever heard anything like what I just heard this past weekend.
Damon, I live right near you. You're on the other side of the hill. We got Lakeview in between us. And I swear to God, all I saw were fireworks for six straight hours. That's all I saw in the air. And I'm talking about whatever everybody got on their stimulus checks, they spent it all on fireworks. Because I have never heard or seen so many fireworks in my life. It was unbelievable. The whole entire sky was lit up for 4 hours.
Ray, was the East Bay going off?
Oh, yeah. No, it sounded like Damascus. And it's basically, if you won't give us Chrissy Field, we'll take Chrissy Field to you. And traditionally, too, in the East Bay, the A's put on a number of fireworks shows during the year. And when they put theirs on, the neighborhood around it puts one on, sort of an impromptu one in different sort of intersections. And so without the A's, everybody said, well, I guess we got to do our own fireworks this year. And the ones in the East Bay started on the third. They were the third was about as bad as the fourth was for fireworks. So,
you know, Ray, I smoked a brisket on Friday night. I tagged you in a tweet Friday night. I was going to bring you a bunch of brisket right to your door, leave it in a foil container, leave it on the doorstep. You never answered my tweet. I was a little offended. I wanted to, you know, ring out the new holiday year and with our new friendship, you know, and I was going to bring, you know, food and break bread with you and give you some brisket for you to munch on for 4th of July.
I guess I'm a bad person. I mean, we're not warring with each other. You didn't have to bring me food. And I admire the fact that you didn't.
Brisket and contact-free delivery? Again, I live right over the hill. You could have dropped that off.
Yeah, you could have saved, you know, $20 in gas.
Totally. That and bridge? Come on.
I think it's a statement that you don't like Damon.
That is a lie.
I'm deeply
offended.
Well,
then why didn't you bring him meat then if he's so special to you?
I'm going to bring him lumpia this week. I'm going to make sure my wife rolls some because she likes to make the lumpia. I'll throw it in the freezer. Damon, I'll bring you some lumpia. Ray, would you like some as well?
Thanks, I'll pass.
He's already told you he's indifferent about
lumpia.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's a good way to start our 4 o'clock hour. Let's do it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. A radio.com sports station.
All right, I probably should have figured this out before we started this segment. Does this segment have any big open? Did we put any production behind the top 10 Bay Area list reveal? Can I get like a da-da-da-da, like anything? Like nothing?
How about I'll give you an explanation.
95.7 The Game Breaking News. Brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Conference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell.
I think I'd rather hear Ray give me a sexy intro. Drop that. Ray, give me the sexy intro, please.
The sexy intro is the working theory now on the definition of guarantee mechanisms for Patrick Mahomes are that every year, that year's contract becomes guaranteed, but it has to be renewed every year. So that basically it's a series of what looks like our one-year contracts until we get our full hands on the contract itself to see if there's like a five-year period, and then it goes year to year. But apparently guarantee mechanisms have outs, and that every year, if the Chiefs decide to cut him at any point, the contract becomes null and void. He becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, the other intro was better. Play that again, if you would, please.
95.7 The Game Breaking News. Brought to you by the Dell Technologies
All right,
Small Business Conference.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too.
Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.